Hi there, boys and girls. These are busy days, and I'm glad you're including the Children's Bible Club in your day. Many verses in the Bible speak of the day. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day of salvation. Today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your heart. Boast thyself not of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. So when you get up in the morning, thank the Lord for daylight and another day to live for him. Now, here's the choir to sing about his love and works. Choir? Thank you, choir. When mom or dad calls, time to get up, do you groan and pull the covers up over your head? Do you snarl, go away? Or do you throw back the covers, open your eyes to the light and say, good morning, and then thank our dear Lord for keeping you safe through the night? Oh, you say, Aunt Carolyn, you've got to be kidding. No, I'm not. If God has watched over you all night while you slept, and you've wakened in the morning with sunshine on your day, that's exactly what we should do. Say, good morning, Lord, and thank him for his watch care. See, we get tired and sleepy and have to rest. But the Lord doesn't wear out. He doesn't knock off work and leave to go take a nap. He never sleeps late in the morning and comes late for his duties. Psalm 121 says, that God who made heaven and earth, God who keeps Israel, never slumbers nor sleeps. He doesn't even doze off. You may remember that Elijah mocked the false god Baal when he couldn't hear and answer his followers' frenzied prayers. Elijah teased, maybe your God is taking a nap. Maybe he's sleeping and can't hear you. Well, of course he couldn't hear them, because he was not a living God at all. He was a false God and couldn't help anyone. Speaking of the day, did you know that God created the day? Yes, he did. Genesis 1:5 tells us God divided the light from the darkness and called the light day and the darkness he called night. He had a wonderful purpose for the day and the night. Psalms 104 tells us that God made darkness and night so that all the beasts can creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. At night, if your dad's driving, the car lights may shine on a fox or raccoon or even a bear out foraging for food. The car lights frightened them because they were out under the cover of darkness, supposing they were safe. Then, when the sun comes up, they go back into the woods and lie quietly in their dens, and people can safely go out to work in the fields. Many animals sleep during the day, and we humans sleep during the night. God just planned things perfectly. Now, here's the choir again. This is a true story from Thailand by Ian Murray. Thailand's a country far away in the tropics where it's very hot and not far from the equator. It's a land of rice and mangoes and jungle and palm trees and elephants and Siamese cats. It's a land of bamboo houses built on stilts and big Buddhist temples. The main religion of the people is Buddhism. It was sports day at school, and to Braddock, the best part of all was the band. He was thrilled to watch the drum major waving his big baton and directing the band's every move. Even the next day, Brad couldn't forget it. He found a long bamboo stick, waved it around, and marched through the house as if he were a handsome drum major leading a fine band. He twirled the baton this way and that. But then his stick swung out a little bit too far, and, oh no, he was too close to the idol shelf, and the long stick struck one of the idols. The head of the happy idol fell at his feet. Disaster! The idol was sacred, an object of worship in their family. Bad luck would come to them now, very bad luck. The fierce floating spirit of the dead person could find him, and the gods would pay him back for breaking the happy idol, and Father would be furious. Braddock was terrified. Panicking, Braddock grabbed a stool and pulled it under the idol shelf. Standing on it, he could reach the shelf. Carefully, oh so carefully, he placed the head back on the idol's shoulders. Then, barely breathing, he tiptoed away. He hid his conducting stick behind the table and sat down in the corner to wait. He wanted to climb down the ladder and hide under the house with the dog, but that might make the floor shake again and make the head of the happy idol wobble. What he heard next struck fear. It was Father clumping up the ladder. The house shook a little. Father walked across the bamboo floor, and the room shook a little bit more. And then it happened. The head of the happy idol toppled off with a dull thump on the floor. Father stopped. Horrified, he gazed at the grinning face of the happy idol on the floor. "Who did this?" he barked angrily. "Was it you, Braddock?" Quaking, Braddock stammered, no. Father asked a neighbor outside with his buffalo cart, Has anyone been in my house? No, came the answer. Only your son, marching and swinging a stick like a school bandmaster. Oh, so it was you. No, no, Dad, it wasn't me. It was the happy idol that did it. The sad idol hates the happy idol because he's always laughing at him, so he knocked his head off. Impossible, Father yelled. The sad idol never did that. Idols can't do such a thing. Braddock sobbed. Father, if the idols can't do that to one another, how can they help us? Dad didn't answer. He found a stick for killing snakes and spanked Braddock soundly for knocking the head off of the happy idol. But why couldn't the sad idol fix him? Why couldn't the happy idol fix himself? When Mother came home, she gasped. I don't believe it! What happened? She leaped down the ladder, grabbed Braddock by the shoulders, and shook him until the whole story spilled out. Now I'll have to buy a new idol, she wailed. I'll have to get one before bad luck starts. The fierce spirit of the happy idol will come looking for revenge. I'll have to go to the temple and get the monk to bless it. This'll cost a lot of money. Oh, I just can't believe it. And she shook Braddock again and was shaking with fear herself. After supper, Father said he would build a new idol shelf. That should please the spirits, he said. As he left, Braddock wondered if he was scared to pass the temple and if the dead person's fierce, floating spirit had found somewhere to go. Oh, I wish there were no such things as spirits, he thought. Are they really floating around? Do we always have to do things to please them? It seemed forever before Father returned from the neighbor's Brassong's house with tools to make the new idol shelf. But he brought awful news. Father exclaimed, Brassong's idol shelf has disappeared. Oh, no! Is he having bad luck? Mother asked fearfully. Is he okay? Have the spirits attacked him? Is he sick? Is the fruit still on his trees? And that's all the time we have for today, my dears. But what will happen to Brassong? And what will Braddock's family do? Be sure to listen next time to hear the rest of the story. And now, God bless you until then.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.